Hey, hope you're having a great day. It's Carm here with an episode that will educate you on the importance of OSHA and hazmat training. You'll not want to be on the short end of the stick as it relates to your responsibilities in these areas.
You may know you can't charge an AGM battery with a standard lead acid battery charger. If you do, there's a potential for that battery to literally explode, which is why it's on the radar of OSHA.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, Carm Capriato here, and welcome to Remarkable Results Radio, as we are so proud to partner with Napa Auto Care on the upcoming 2020 Napa Expo. Join Napa in Las Vegas, April 6th through 9th, 2020, to discover the latest innovations in the auto care industry. This is an event you don't want to miss. Get on the phone right now and contact your Napa store or talk to your rep to learn more. Hey, are you searching for some advice? Are you looking for a different perspective? Are you even starving for information? Do you need to do some private networking? Well, you're in the right place. The Aftermarket's premier podcast is where we talk the business of the aftermarket, and we provide the forum you need to solve a few of your pain points, and I welcome you. Hey, with me today is Charlie Ayers, the president of CCAR, Coordinating Committee for Automotive Repair. Charlie is truly a wealth of knowledge on safety hazmat training when it comes to our automotive repair and collision industry. CCAR is the only OSHA Alliance partner that deals specifically and only in the automotive industry. Charlie is also involved with Skills USA. Now, you'll learn a lot about OSHA training requirements, CCAR's involvement with Skills, and the importance of safety in the workplace. Hey, a warm welcome to Charlie Ayers, president of CCAR. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Carm.
I'm a big fan of acronyms in our industry. I've been known to create a few.
Me too.
Yeah, because you have a heck of a long resume. I'm sure you've had a chance to do that. But explain to me what CCAR means or stands for.
Coordinating Committee for Automotive Repair. I almost never say that more than once, but it stands for Coordinating Committee for Automotive Repair. We just call it CCAR.
What's that mean to me?
What that means to you is that we are a nonprofit organization focused on providing best practice information to the automotive industry.
Okay, best practices when it comes to safety?
Safety and hazmat handling in particular, yes.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I knew you were going to come here and talk about that. And I know that our listener, Carm, here's another one of these safety things. And you know what? Hey, you know, you and I spoke. And if the listener doesn't want to appreciate this, then they may not appreciate anything. With the shortage, I mean, you said, Carm, with the shortage that we have out there, you got to have really good best practices to keep your company safe. You just don't want to have a risk.
Absolutely. I've been doing this a long time, and you have as well. We've never had such a need right now to follow safety best practices. We don't have enough people on the shop floor as it is now. We can't afford, from a human capital standpoint or from a business standpoint, to have those technicians off the shop floor because they've hurt themselves or hurt somebody else.
And getting training is easy today with a company like yours. I mean, I believe, isn't this all online?
That's our bread and butter. We have always done all of our training online. I've been doing that since the early 2000s.
Wow. Okay. Walk me through a little bit of this. I'm a shop owner, and I realize that if a Mother OSHA walks in and says, we'd love to see your compliance stuff, and listen, I've been out of the industry for a while, so I'm not sure what they call, you know, being compliant, or if there's a book or MSDS sheets and all that stuff. Walk me down a little bit of a pathway on what compliance is.
One of the two reasons why you would have an OSHA inspector in your facility would be either because there's been a safety incident or there's been an employee complaint. And so should that OSHA person walk into your facility, one of the first things they're going to say is, show me your training records. Show me that you've trained your staff on safety best practices before they started working on the shop floor.
Isn't it just good business to do this and not have to worry about having an incident or having OSHA come in? Is it a part of the really good culture of a business to be sure that everyone is trained and respects the equipment that's around them and the chemicals that they use?
Absolutely. You know, one of the companies that I love to follow is Southwest Airlines. I did some research papers on them back in my grad school days. And they have a philosophy, and that is take care of the employees. take care of the employees, because they realize, Southwest does, that to take care of the employees, lo and behold, the employees take care of the customer. So this goes along with that same mentality. Take care of your employees. Teach them safety best practices. They're not going to intentionally hurt themselves. They're not going to intentionally hurt somebody else. But if they learn the best practices before they start working on the shop floor, the chances are much greater that they're going to be on the floor being productive and not being off because of some kind of incident.
So the only time I really have to worry about it is if I have an incident or an employee leaves and they're not leaving happy. And I mean, I've seen this before. I mean, I've heard the stories. They call unemployment insurance. They call just about every place they could possibly call in. And they say blank. And it's almost like you're guilty until you're proven innocent, isn't it?
Well, OSHA will come in with an open book, and they'll see if there's any validity to the complaint. They realize that there could be some sour grapes from an employee that's left the organization. Mm-hmm. So they don't necessarily come in with an expectation that you're guilty. They're coming in with eyes wide open.
But still yet, they're going to put you through an OSHA-compliant review.
Yes. They're going to review your training records. They're going to review your facilities. They're going to look to see if you're in compliance with OSHA guidelines.
Okay. And I've heard some incredible stories about, you know, looking for extension cords and, you know, outlets that don't have covers and all those little tiny little things that just,
yep.
Oh my God, I knew that. I should have had that done.
I know.
But when it comes to your company, this online training becomes a great document. It proves to OSHA that we've trained. Now, if for example, my entire team went through Hazmat U, for example, one of your programs, how long is that good for?
We have to differentiate between the Hazmat U product and the OSHA product because they serve separate audiences. Hazmat U is really dedicated towards primarily the OEM new car dealer staff learning about the handling of hazmat products. Once you take that training, the Hazmat U training satisfies Department of Transportation training guidelines, and that's good for 3 years.
So DOT must be different than OSHA.
Similar but different. They both want you to learn best practices.
Why am I going into this rabbit hole with you, Charlie? Oh, my God. Let's just go down into something that we all know and maybe have experience with and we shouldn't, but OSHA compliance. So I take a training course from you. How long is that good for?
So OSHA wants you to train before you work on the shop floor and then annually thereafter.
Oh, wow.
So you really should refresh your training on an annual basis.
They want you to, but it's not law that you have to do it.
Well, again, I'll go back to if you have an OSHA inspection and you're going to show your training records. If you haven't trained your staff because it's been 18, 20, 36 months, you might not be in compliance because you haven't trained your staff within the past 12 months.
Well, something new for the CEO to constantly be aware of, and you know, a hat, a compliance and safety training. It just goes without saying that I think you want to have, you know, safety going on in your shop. Hey, Carm here to highlight why the NAPA Auto Care Program may be right for you. Let's talk about warranties. How long do you warranty your repairs or services for your customers? Does your warranty cover your customers anywhere in the country? Now, if you're a NAPA Auto Care Center, you have confidence in knowing your customers are covered for 24 months or 24,000 miles nationwide. Now, that's because one of the many benefits of the NAPA Auto Care Program is the nationwide peace of mind warranty. The Nationwide Peace of Mind Warranty provides the best coverage in the industry, and it allows your shop to compete with other national brands. It's a written warranty that is honored at more than 17,000 NAPA Auto Care Center locations from Florida to California and everywhere in between. Wow, 17,000 locations. That's more than any other automotive repair brand. When you're part of the NAPA Auto Care Program, no matter where your customers travel, if they experience a problem with a covered repair, they can count on NAPA Auto Care to be nearby to get them back on the road. The Nationwide Peace of Mind Warranty covers parts and labor on qualifying repairs and services for 24 months or 24,000 miles. And the warranty claim process is easy, too. If you're ready to give your customers the security and confidence of a nationwide warranty and provide them with peace of mind, knowing that they are receiving a quality repair or service, especially if they're unable to return to you for warranty, then NAPA Auto Care may be right for you. Contact your local NAPA Auto Parts store today and learn more about the Nationwide Peace of Mind Warranty and the hundreds of other reasons to become part of the NAPA Auto Care Family, the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country. How did C-Car start? I mean, you haven't been with them since day one. I know you've had some great career opportunities with Midas, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I worked at Midas for 25 years. Actually learned about C-Car as a customer. At one point in my career with Midas, we had to train all of our company store staff. At that time, we had about 100 company stores. Each store had about five people in each location, so about 500 people. And I was charged with keeping them in compliance with regulations. Among those regulations were safety best practices. So I could have gone to every single location and done facilitator-led training, but you know as well as I, there's so much turnover in this industry that as soon as I leave one shop and go on to the next, somebody's going to change in the shop that I just left. So we at Midas used C-Car's online safety training to train all of our company store staff, all 500 people. And a couple of interesting things happened. First of all, the number of incidents and injuries went down immediately, as soon as we started training. The second thing that happened, which was unexpected, was our insurance rates went down. The program pretty much paid for itself in productivity gains and insurance cost decreases just by training our staff on safety best practices.
I always love to drop something that nice into the lap of our listener. That's so good to know. How hard is it to get on board with C-Car? I mean, basically website, click here and start enrolling your people?
Really simple. We're a virtually based company with everything available online. You can either go to our website, ccar-greenlink.org, sign up right there on the spot 24/7, or give us a call here at our call center, and we'll be glad to take care of you, your subscription over the telephone.
Well, you know, one of the things that I learned from you is your passion for Skills USA. I guess it's great to have you involved with Skills USA and your company because, am I right, you've got to bring this sense of safety to all the students?
Well, you're right. I'm very passionate. I've been lucky to be involved with Skills USA at the national level for a number of years, and recently, the last couple of years, got involved with a couple of the state competitions as well. And no matter whether I go to the state or the national level, safety is always a priority. You are not allowed as a contestant to be anywhere on the contestant floor, competition floor, unless you have your safety glasses on. You've got to have the proper footwear. You've got to have, you know, your belt pulled around so you're not scratching a vehicle or getting caught on something with your belt buckle. And there has always been a safety station involved with every Skills USA competition I've been involved with.
And who creates that?
Well, this year, there's a brand new competition called Maintenance and Light Repair, and we were tasked with creating the safety station for that competition. So we're really excited this year to go through that at the national level and have the contestants go through our safety station at MLR.
You got to be pretty proud of that.
Very proud.
And it hasn't happened yet. It's coming up.
Coming up. It's going to be, I think it's the third or fourth week of June. It's in Louisville, Kentucky. It's a great experience. If you've never been to Skills, I highly recommend it. There's all kinds of competitions. Automotive is just one small section, but in my opinion, the best run section at all of Skills.
Your students, or the students that are participating in Skills, are going to leave with this newfound view of safety. But what you're saying is, they have to be in safety compliance before they ever get involved. Now, are you part of that? Or is it the instructors at the local or regional level that are making sure that they're compliant?
Within Skills USA, there's criteria. There's written criteria. Section 4 deals entirely with safety. So they know they're going to have a competition. They're going to have a station based around safety. What we have done is created five courses in a bundle that are available at no cost to all Skills USA competitors to learn those safety best practices before they come to the state or national competitions.
You were involved in that.
Oh, definitely.
Hats off to you. Regarding the skills testing that you have online, is it possible that we could share with the students how they can do this?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody that's involved with Skills who's wants to take this online training on a complimentary basis, a couple of ways. Just give us a call. We have a toll-free number. It's 888-476-5465. Or if you go to our website, you can drop us an email. The email address is info@ccar.training. So either call us, website, or email. We'd love to help you get set up to take those courses.
Okay, great. So if any student is listening, and it doesn't matter when, since podcasts are evergreen and it could be next year and a student's listening, you know exactly how to get online and get qualified to do your special training. And what is it? Is it called CCAR Skills? Or what do you call it?
It's the Safety Station at Skills USA.
Got it. Safety Station at Skills USA. I love it. Now, what do you do with Electude?
So Electude approached us a little over a year ago. They're a Netherlands-based organization, really high-quality online training, interactive, fun. It's been called gamification. And they had some safety training in their LMS, but not a whole lot. So they came to us and said, let's partner up. Let's use the CCAR content to build safety courses within the Electude system. And so we went public with that just about a year ago, and we've been building courses ever since. And we're now up to, I think, somewhere around 24 individual safety courses housed within the Electude system. It's called the CCAR eSafety Courses.
And Electude uses them for any kind of business commerce?
Their primary customer is students.
It is.
Schools, educational okay. institutions, secondary and post-secondary.
I'm so proud of the work that you're doing, Charlie, with Skills and, of course, with Electude, since they're so involved in education. Let's go back to CCAR. I see something on your website called the OSHA Alliance. Is there value there for us?
Oh, absolutely. We're very proud to be one of the original OSHA Alliance partners going back to 2004. And today we are still the only automotive-based training organization with the OSHA Alliance designation. Our last OSHA Alliance was signed in 2015. It runs for 5 years. And as part of that OSHA Alliance program, we provide complimentary courses around specific issues that OSHA has identified. So, for example, the first course we released was around absorbed glass mat batteries, another acronym for you, AGM.
Yeah, I know.
You may know you can't charge an AGM battery with a standard lead acid battery charger. If you do, there's a potential for that battery to literally explode, which is why it's on the radar of OSHA. So we developed and released, I think it's almost been 2 years ago now, a complimentary course around AGM battery safety best practices. We're right now in the midst of creating a lift safety course based on the OSHA Alliance agreement that we have. That should be released here sometime in the next few months. And then the third course we're going to be providing as part of our Alliance products is around contaminated air conditioning refrigerant. That should come out later in the year.
And so these, I just heard you say complimentary?
Complimentary.
So if I was a shop owner and I wanted to put my people through the AGM class, how do I go about getting it?
We have a specific website for the OSHA Alliance products. It's CCAR.training. That's the entire URL. There's no .com, no .net. CCAR.training will take you right to the website to sign up and take that course on a complimentary basis.
Now, if I sign up, will I have an account, and will you say I was a technician in the industry? Would you keep that resume? Would you know that I took that course?
We keep the records on site. Yes. So if somewhere down the road you wanted to say, hey, I remember taking this AGM battery course, back in May of 2009. Can you pull up my records and send me my certificate of completion? We can certainly do that.
Got it. Okay. So it's an LMS, a learning management system.
You got it.
Cool.
Yes.
Short, sweet, simple, learned a lot, CCAR, your involvement with Skills, and all that you're doing to help our industry stay compliant and to manage safety in the work environment. Wow, Charlie Ears, President CCAR, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Carmen. It's an exciting topic to talk about, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.